From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Tech companies have pledged hundreds of billions of dollars to build new data centers. These centers are the backbone behind AI and are being built across the country, including in the South. While billions being invested in communities might sound great, Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports they create few permanent jobs.
Meridian, Mississippi is like a lot of small towns in the South. Great food, small town charm, and hunting for that one big break to turn around its poor economic fortune. Well, that break may have finally come at the start of the year.
This is the largest announcement, not in Meridian and Lauderdale County, but in the state of Mississippi.
Largest announcement, like, what, ever? Or
ever.
Bill Hanna is the head of the East Mississippi Business Development Corporation. And that announcement was for a $10 billion investment from Compass Data Centers to build 8 data centers in Meridian.
All this stretch of land is about 300 acres, and it's going to be a data center campus.
Imagine those server racks you might see in the back of an office, but scaled up to factory size. That's what a data center is. Hanna says this project tied the record for largest private investment in the state, a record set last year by an Amazon data center not far from Jackson. Both projects will get state sales and income tax exemptions for 10 years, but Hanna says it will still generate plenty of local taxes.
You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars coming to our community from fees and taxes just on this one project. It's huge.
Both Mississippi and Louisiana have some of the smallest tech industries in the country. So these data centers look like they could finally give Mississippi a huge tech boost.
That's not tech. That's support, okay?
Bill Rayburn's a Mississippi native and started several multi-million dollar financial tech companies in Mississippi. And as you might be able to tell, he's a data center skeptic.
I mean, everybody wants to make this big deal about the data centers and that sort of thing. That's great. Those are not software jobs.
Rayburn's point is that these data centers just don't hire many people. They mostly run themselves. Better to get a software company that's going to need a lot more employees and where a lot of the big money in tech is at. Now, he does think the centers will bring in some good money for Meridian.
It's great they've got it. It's great Meridian's got it, and that's all fantastic. But it's not like a software company, all right? It's just not.
The other thing to remember about data centers is that they also come with their own costs.
Their numbers of employees are small, but they do eat a lot of your power.
Tommy Battle is the mayor of Huntsville, Alabama. That city already has one data center for Facebook's parent company, Meta. And Battle's cautious about adding another. He says a new data center could use something like 7 times as much electricity as a nearby Mazda Toyota assembly plant. And that plant provides thousands of jobs.
Most of the data centers that we've seen provide for 180 workers.
Basically, way fewer jobs needing way more electricity. But Mississippi and one of its top utilities, Mississippi Power, have shown they're willing to generate that extra electricity needed and do it expeditiously.
And by expeditious, I mean 2 to 3 years.
Gerard Gibbert is the chair of Innovate Mississippi.
Many states have onerous, burdensome, impossible regulations.
He says that's not the case in Mississippi. Like, take Mississippi Power's coal operations. The utility was planning on ending them, but got approval from state regulators to keep it going to power those future Meridian data centers. As for the jobs, Gerard agrees you won't see a ton from the data centers themselves. Instead, he's betting they'll act like a tech industry beacon.
What I think we are going to see is an influx of high-tech talent to live and work around these big data center campuses, not that they'll have any direct relationship with them. They won't. They just like to be around it.
Back in Meridian, Bill Hanna says, yeah, these centers are not going to create a ton of jobs. But the ones that will come shouldn't be scoffed at either.
When you put 8 buildings out here and put 40 or 50 people in each building, you know, you're at 300 or 400 people. Well, that's significant in a community like Meridian, Mississippi.
And just the work needed to construct a multi-billion dollar facility means 8 years of construction jobs coming to Meridian. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.